Is common in Haiti, and 20 times more likely within these camps. 78% live in extreme poverty. As a result, prostitution, human trafficking, and mass violence are common. Holy See. Holy See has a population of just 800 people within Vatican City. Only the clergy and the Pope's army are allowed to live there. Each year they hold an exorcism course, attended by Catholic priests from across the world. The priests learn how to identify demonic possessions and perform exorcisms. One priest who lived in the Vatican, Father Gabriel Amorth, claimed to expel more than 300 demons each year. Honduras. In Honduras, there is on average 13 homicides every day. Rival gangs control different territories, using violence and threats to enforce their power. Members of the community who do not pay their war taxes to the gangs for protection are threatened and often killed for their disobedience. Hungary. Dracula was thought to be based on the 15th century Hungarian ruler Vlad Dracula, also known as Vlad the Impaler. Vlad's family were killed in a coup to overthrow his father. Vlad was later released, and so to consolidate power and assert dominance, he decided to hold a banquet. Hundreds of members from rival families were invited. The guests were stabbed and their bodies impaled on spikes. From then on, Vlad sadistically tortured and killed enemies by impaling, disemboweling, boiling, or skinning them alive. Iceland. Bjorn Pettersson is the only known serial killer in Iceland's history. His crimes occurred in the 16th century, and it's not clear how many murders he committed, with estimates at 9 to 18 people. It is thought he either drowned his victims or used an axe. After confessing to 9 murders, Bjorn was sentenced to death by hanging. His son and grandson also grew up to be criminals. Both were executed. India. In India, there are 78 million people living in the slums. Around 70% of women are victims of domestic violence. A crime against a woman is committed every 3 minutes. A woman is raped every 29 minutes, and a dowry death occurs every 77 minutes. A dowry is a payment by the bride's family to the groom's family in a marriage. In a dowry death, sometimes the woman is set on fire. This is known as bride burning and may be disguised as a suicide or an accident. Indonesia. Indonesia was occupied by the Japanese for 3 years during World War II to obtain its natural resources. At least 4 million died due to famine and forced labor. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, is believed to have accumulated $45 billion punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Komodo dragons live in Indonesia and will eat humans. They sometimes dig bodies up from shallow graves. Iran. Iran has one of the highest execution rates, second only to China. Drug use, adultery, and homosexual acts can carry the death penalty. Women must wear hijabs or face prison. Thousands of websites are blocked, but can be bypassed with VPNs. When YouTube was banned, another company was created to replace it. In 2020, the CEO was sentenced to 10 years in prison because of content uploaded by one user. Girls can marry at age 13 and boys at 15. Once a girl is married, she can no longer attend school. Short-term marriages are available, which can last as little as 1 hour. Iraq. President Saddam Hussein ordered the torture and killing of tens of thousands of his own people. Nearly 2 million fled the country, and mass graves have since been discovered. President Bush made over 200 false statements, saying that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, even when the CIA advised they did not. The invasion of Iraq caused the death of 200,000 Iraqis and 4,000 US soldiers. Over 50% of all marriages in Iraq are between first or second cousins. Ireland. In 1845, a great famine occurred in Ireland, also known as the Great Hunger. 1 million people died by mass starvation and disease, while another 1 million left the country. It was caused by the potato blight, which ruined crops in Ireland and across Europe. It is said that the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire offered to give Ireland 1 million euros, but Queen Victoria requested him to lower this amount because she had only donated 200,000. The Sultan agreed, but also secretly sent 5 ships of food. Israel. In Israel, assassination is legal, as well as imprisoning children for political reasons. It is estimated that the Israeli army has imprisoned 12,000 Palestinian children since 2000. Most of these children were charged with throwing stones, a crime that is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine has reached 54 years, causing the death of over 20,000. Palestine has received the majority of casualties. Italy. In the year 79, Mount Vesuvius erupted in Pompeii, Italy. Over 2 days, multiple Roman cities were destroyed and buried. It is thought that 80% of the population was wiped out. Mount Vesuvius is still active today. The city of Venice has been slowly sinking and tilting into the sea once said he could fill a cemetery with his victims. Jamaica has one of the highest murder rates in the world, even higher than Honduras. Young girls are over-sexualized and abuse is widespread. It was reported by Amnesty International that 47% of adolescent girls were found to have been raped or molested, with 17% being 13 or 14 years old. A lot of Jamaicans are homophobic, and many violent crimes are committed against LGBT people. Japan. Japanese samurai would commit a suicide ritual called seppuku to restore their honor or before being captured by stabbing themselves in the stomach. Their wives would perform a similar ritual. Suicide is still a big problem in Japan. Culturally, it is tolerated, and in many situations, even seen as a morally responsible action. There is a term called karoshi, which is when a person dies from overworking, often caused by heart attacks from stress or a starvation diet. Jordan. In 2021, Jordan sentenced 6 people to death for the attack on a 16-year-old boy who they kidnapped, gouged his eyes, and chopped off his hands. It was an act of revenge against the boy's father, who is currently imprisoned for killing one of their relatives in a fight, as the father had refused to pay them extortion money. Gangs in Jordan are increasingly extorting more citizens for protection money, also known as fear tax. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's government is authoritarian, and torture is common within prisons. The 1930s Kazakh famine was a man-made famine where the Soviet Union starved the people of food, shipping it to Russia instead. When Kazakhstan became independent, they inherited 1,400 nuclear weapons from the Soviet Union. However, they returned them to Russia, being only one of 4 countries to completely denuclearize. Kenya. In the 1950s, a Kenyan group called the Mau Maus attempted to rebel against the British rule. However, not all Kenyans supported them. The rebellion failed and caused at least 11,000 deaths. Around 20 million people do not have access to clean water, and even more do not have basic sanitation. Corruption is widespread, and it was estimated the average urban Kenyan pays 16 bribes every month. Kiribati. Kiribati is made up of 33 islands, with many of them being just 1 to 2 meters above sea level. Due to global warming, the entire country will likely disappear beneath the ocean in the next 50 years. 2 islands have already done so. Kiribati is one of the poorest countries due to lack of natural resources. Before marriage, a woman must undergo virginity tests. Kuwait. Iraq requested Kuwait to forgive their debt of $65 billion option. The maximum sentence for murder in Latvia is 15 years. The highest punishment of life imprisonment is only used in rare cases such as terrorism. Lebanon. Homosexuality is illegal in Lebanon. A 2019 survey found that 85% of respondents believe homosexuality should not be accepted in society. Gay people are banned from adopting children and joining the military. Less than half of Lebanese people have trust in the police. In some towns, groups of men come together and volunteer to patrol and provide protection to their communities. Lesotho. 61% of women reported having experienced sexual violence at some point in their lives, of which 22% were raped. In 2008, the UN reported the number of documented rape incidences to be the highest in the world. 24% of adults are diagnosed with AIDS or HIV. This is the second highest rate in the world, after Eswatini. Liberia. Joshua Blayi is a former warlord, better known by his alias, General Butt Naked, due to being naked most of the time. In the first Liberian Civil War, him and his military group committed many atrocities, including human sacrifice and cannibalism. Whenever they captured a town, he said he had to make a human sacrifice, usually a child, whose heart would then be eaten. In 2008, he testified his victims numbered over 20,000. He claims to see visions of Jesus and the devil, who would tell him what to do. In 1996, he converted to Christianity and became a pastor. Libya. Gaddafi ruled as dictator of Libya for 42 years after he deposed racism and homophobia is also prevalent. Two-thirds of the members of parliament declared their hostility towards LGBT people. One of these politicians, Petras Gratsoulis, frequently compares homosexuality to pedophilia. In 2013, he crashed a pride parade and tried to attack participants. Although he was arrested, the case was dismissed and he remains an MP. Luxembourg. In the 1980s, a series of 18 bomb attacks occurred in various public buildings. There were no fatalities, and it remains an unsolved case. There are conspiracy theories that say the government or secret services were involved. Assisted suicide and euthanasia is legal. Over 100 cases have been approved, including that of a 96-year-old man, based on his fatigue of life, along with other factors. Madagascar. Within the last 5 years, Madagascar had outbreaks of the bubonic plague and pneumonic plague, with almost 3,000 confirmed cases. In 2019, there was a measles outbreak, resulting in over 1,500 deaths. 42% of people are reported to be undernourished due to what could become a first famine caused by climate change. Madagascar was one of the largest and most popular resting places for European pirates in the 18th century. Malawi. 70% of Malawi's hospital beds are occupied by HIV and AIDS patients. 500,000 children are orphaned because of the disease. In 2016, an HIV-positive man was sentenced to 2 years in prison after he had sex with 100 unknowing women. Droughts often ruin farmers' crops, contributing to poverty and malnourishment. Madonna adopted 4 of her children from Malawi and has said her son is Malawi's future president. In 2013, the country accused her of bullying state officials and exaggerating her donations. Malaysia. Malaysian law allows caning as a form of punishment. It is used by prison officers, as well as teachers in primary and secondary schools. A tribe called the Dayak tribe was feared for their tradition of headhunting, which they practiced up until the 20th century. In 2016, incidents of mass hysteria occurred within several schools after students reported seeing a dark figure who possessed them, causing uncontrollable screaming. Malaysia has the most cases of mass hysteria in the world. Maldives. In Maldives, it is forbidden to openly practice any other religion besides Islam. In the legal system, most judges have no formal training and use their own interpretation of Muslim law. Out of 87 members of parliament, only 4 are female. By 2050, the country will be 80% submerged under the ocean due to it being the lowest and flattest country. as Malta had around 8,000. Malta would decapitate the deceased enemies and use their heads as cannonballs. Malta was the most heavily bombed country in World War II, receiving 6,700 tons of bombs over 5 months. In 2017, a Maltese journalist, Daphne Galizia, was assassinated by hitmen after she uncovered networks of corruption within the government. Marshall Islands. From 1946 to 1958, the US used Marshall Islands to test their nuclear weapons. The people were forced to evacuate, even though the country was then under US protection. Here are some photos of the explosions. Today, radiation-related cancers and birth defects are a major problem. Radiation levels in some areas are double what is deemed safe for human habitation. Mauritania. There is a high risk of being kidnapped in Mauritania. It was the last country to abolish slavery in 1981. But the practice continues. It's the result of a historical caste system. Most slaves are born into the darker-skinned caste called Harrotin, and owners are from the lighter-skinned caste. Most do not try escaping, as they would still be identified as from the slave caste. Some do not want to lose their social status of being a slave to a wealthy family. Mauritius. Mauritius previously included the island of Chagos. However, when the country was ruled by the British, they dismembered the islands for the US to use as a military base. Inhabitants were evicted overnight, and their pets were reportedly killed. The International Court advised the UK to release the islands back to the indigenous people. In 2022, after 50 years of exile, they were finally allowed to return home. Mexico. In Mexico, the Aztecs sacrificed 250,000 people each year to please their gods. Only 1 in 10 crimes get reported, and just 1% of these goes to sentencing. There are currently over 100,000 missing people. The law prevents cremating bodies linked to violent crime. In 2018, there was no space left in cemeteries, so a refrigerated trailer was filled with over 270 unidentified bodies. The drug lord El Mayo, who replaced Al Chapo, has been wanted by the FBI since 1998. Micronesia. On one of the islands in Micronesia, called Pinjalap, 1 in 10 people have the rare condition, achromatopsia. They are completely colorblind, and 1/3 of the population are carriers. In 1775, a typhoon on Pinjalap left about 20 survivors. The ruler at the time is believed to have been a carrier for the genetic condition. Because of inbreeding, all inhabitants with achromatopsia can trace it back to this one man. Moldova. In 2014, $1 billion administrators included those who were running the bank, senior state officials, and the Prime Minister. It is believed that government officials and police were involved in human trafficking. 400,000 women have been trafficked from Moldova since the country gained independence in 1991. Monaco. 24-hour video surveillance covers the whole of Monaco. There is one police officer per 70 residents, more than any other country. You must have at least €500,000 in a Monaco bank account to apply for residency. There is a folk tale that says in the 13th century, the Prince of Monaco kidnapped and raped a lady. As revenge, the victim transformed into a witch and cursed the royal family so that no member would ever find true love. Coincidentally, tragedies and scandals have continued to occur within the family. Mongolia. Mongolia is occasionally subject to a harsh climate condition known as Sud. Sud is a natural disaster unique to Mongolia, where many of the livestock die from starvation and or freezing temperatures. Mongolia has the coldest capital city in the world, with an average temperature of -1.3°C. Genghis Khan was ruler of the Mongol Empire. He was responsible for the deaths of as many as 40 million people. At the time, this was 11% of the planet's population. Montenegro. The international gang known as the Pink Panthers consist of 800 members, half of which come from Montenegro, and most being ex-military. They have successfully stolen an estimated $500 million worth of gold and diamonds from wealthy countries, including Monaco. 20 members have been arrested, and 3 of them managed to escape from prison. A fraudster named Stefan Sinetic acted as the Prince of Montenegro for years before anyone realized that Montenegro does not have a royal family. Morocco. A 2015 Moroccan film called Much Loved is about the lives of four prostitutes was on house arrest because she refused to hand over her power. While imprisoned, she was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. Some have called for this to be revoked, as she has since failed to stop or condemn the military's ethnic cleansing of Rohingya Muslims. Namibia. The B1 Butcher is an unknown serial killer in Namibia. There were 5 victims between 2005 and 2007. All were Namibian women whose body parts were found along the national road B1. There are a number of cases every year where newborn babies are left in riverbeds, rubbish bins, and dams. One water company reported discovering 13 deceased babies every month in their systems. Nauru. The Australian government sent groups of asylum seekers to Nauru in 2006 and 2012. Amnesty International described the conditions of refugee camps as a horror. There are reports of children as young as 8 attempting suicide and self-harming. One man set himself on fire. His lawyer said it was easier for him to escape the Taliban and to be released from an Australian detention center. Nepal. In 2001, a Nepalese royal massacre occurred when 9 members of the royal family were killed, including the king, queen, and their children. The perpetrator was the eldest son, the crown prince. He then also shot himself. It was suggested he was angry that they would not consent to his proposed marriage. Under the constitution, if he had lived, he could not have been charged with murder. Netherlands. Amsterdam's police chief said his force was dealing with assassinations for up to 70% of the time. The assassinations targeted journalists and lawyers. One lawyer who was working a high-profile drug trial was shot dead in front of his wife. There have been violent turf wars between gangs. In 2019, there were 23 incidents where hand grenades were left at homes as threats from one gang to another. New Zealand. The Moriori genocide was the mass murder, ethnic cleansing, and enslavement of the indigenous people of Chatham Islands, New Zealand. 2,000 deaths were caused by the invading Maori people from the mainland. They killed 10% of the population by staking out women and children on the beach and leaving them to slowly die. The Moriori were pacifists and did not fight back, even though they outnumbered the invaders 2-1. After 27 years of enslavement, only 100 remained. Nicaragua. A 1972 earthquake in Nicaragua destroyed 90% of the capital city, Managua, leaving 300,000 homeless. Instead of helping to rebuild the city, dictator Somoza siphoned off relief money for himself. This prompted baseball star Roberto Clemente, who had contributed to the relief, to fly over, but he died en route in an airplane accident. Corruption is common within law enforcement and the judiciary. Niger. The case of Mani versus Niger was the first court ruling to be 46-year-old man has his fifth wife. Over 9 years of abuse, she had 4 children. After slavery became illegal in 2003, she was technically freed, but the Niger court ruled that she was still legally married and used her slave status as justification. Mani filed her case against the Republic of Niger, and she won. The Court of West Africa awarded her $21,500. Nigeria. Highly organized Nigerian campus cults are responsible for murders and violence within universities. In one group, students are initiated by being blindfolded and beaten for hours. Some quit university due to fear of being attacked. Others remain lifelong members of their cult. It provides them with opportunities for good jobs and access to power. The military was accused of funding these cults. Cult members will act as pimps for them by trafficking female students for politicians and businessmen. North Korea. North Korea practices public executions. If a person commits a crime, the entire family of up to 3 generations must also go to prison. International courts and theft carry the death penalty. Dictator Kim Jong-un killed his uncle and aunt, and possibly his brother. The defense minister was executed for falling asleep in meetings. The borders are heavily guarded. Those attempting to escape face punishments of torture, forced labor, and life imprisonment. 3,000 have successfully escaped, but in some cases, North Korea has kidnapped them back. Several defectors reported rumors of cannibalism being common due to extreme poverty. North Macedonia. A North Macedonian man named Vlado Danevski was a journalist. When he wrote articles about the deaths of 3 women, it aroused the suspicion of police, as they contained information which had not been released to the public. DNA testing confirmed he was connected, and he was then arrested. The next day, he was found dead in his cell from what appeared to be suicide. Norway. Anders Breivik is a Norwegian terrorist responsible for the deaths of 77 people in 2011. It was the deadliest attack in Norway since World War II. He was sentenced to 21 years in prison, the maximum under Norwegian law. In a 2022 trial, Breivik gave Nazi salutes to the judges and said he continues to be a Nazi and will continue to work for white power, but no longer wants to pursue it through violence. He says that he is trying to register a Nazi political party. That is all for this video.